Now we're speaking to Sheila O'Connor. Sheila is the new chairperson of the Concortin Traditional Music Festival in Brosna, and she's just recently taken over that role. Who is Sheila O'Connor?
Well, I'm Sheila O'Connor. I'm here in Kilmenahan in Brosna, where I was born. But I've lived for the last 35 years in London, until last year when Peter, my husband, and I came home because my brother wasn't well, so we wanted to be here with the family and that. So we've spent a lot of our time in London, and it's great to be back here and involved with the community, a great community here in Brosna.
And part of that 35 years saw you very involved in various centres in London, and it also saw you being awarded the London Kerry Person of the Year for the year of 2014.
It was a great honour to receive that, but really I got that because of the work I did and my husband did in working with young, vulnerable people, many of them homeless, drug addicts, women involved in prostitution, and actually steering them towards a better course of life. Many of those young people were from Ireland as well, and we were delighted to have the support of the Kerry London Association in financially, and in any events that we put on, we were supported by them. So really I got that award for the work we were doing with young vulnerable people.
Now, you grew up, as you told me earlier, in a very musical house, that your brothers are involved in dancing now, but there was music, there are photographs on the wall inside of people playing various instruments and that kind of thing.
But from an early age, all I can remember is a large extended family, the O'Connors, returning home to this house where many of them were born, and parties in the kitchen, everybody playing music or singing or dancing. And, you know, from an early age, we were all encouraged to be involved in music, and we were all interested in music, and it was part and parcel of our lives growing up.
Mm-hmm. And going back to London again, what was the musical scene and the traditional musical scene in London during your time there?
Fantastic, actually. Mm-hmm. You know, both the London Irish Centre, we live quite near there. Lots of music pubs, even in the centre of the city of London. You could find a traditional session with 15 musicians there on a Saturday afternoon or a Sunday afternoon. And we followed that tradition.
Mm-hmm. And that brings us to Concortin and your involvement, your recent involvement in it. Con, of course, had a pub in London for a while.
That's
as well.
Right.
So he
yes.
would have been a big part of the scene.
He
there.
He was a big part of the scene, and even to this day, if you talk to anybody about the trad scene in London, they will mention Concortin. He had an enormous impact, yes. And sorely missed. And I know many people, fiddle makers even, who would be at Con's pub and who were welcomed there. And he was a great loss to London when he left, but a yes. bonus to Brosna, I suppose.
A bonus to Brosna, of course.
Yeah.
Actually, Peter Woods and Liam O'Brien did a fantastic documentary. I think the Balloon in Brosna. But you'll find it on the RT player anyway.
Okay.
A fantastic radio documentary.
That was the name of his pub, wasn't it?
It was.
In Fulham.
It was,
Fulham.
It was.
Yes.
Now, that brings us to the Concortin Festival.
Well, I'm delighted to be involved in it. It's a great privilege, but it's not about me. It's about this incredible community. It's about an incredible committee who've been working flat out since last September. The festival itself will be launched tomorrow night and in the Three Counties Bar in Brosna. And what we've been trying to do is to involve all aspects of the community. Even if you're not a music player yourself, if you're not following traditional music, there's something there for everybody. We have a very, very talented group of young people in Brosna who've produced a photographic exhibition for the launch tomorrow night, and we're really excited at the quality of that and the involvement of these kids who perhaps wouldn't normally be involved in the festival itself.
Mm-hmm.
Then we go ahead with the festival. It's opening on the 28th, which is Friday fortnight, with a great concert Don Stiff, Jack Talty and Damien O'Reilly, three really renowned kind of musicians, singers in the Irish music scene. And there will be great talent in the music trail all weekend, great workshops. We're introducing a Renby parade on the Saturday afternoon from 4 o'clock, and we'll have a stage in the village square. One of the themes of the festival this year has been around returning home to Brusna. As we know, John, Brusna has seen lots of its young people over the years emigrating abroad, but also lots of young people are moving away from the village to the cities, to the main hubs. And what we're trying to do is say, come back to Brusna. There's a place here for you, and we want to encourage people to return every year. And wouldn't it be great if we had more kind of industry and opportunities for our young people, so that we would keep people within our communities for the future? So lots of people on Facebook are saying, we're coming back to Brusna for the festival.
Brilliant.
So we're running that theme. And we're delighted to have the Minister of State for the Diaspora, Ciarán Cannon, on stage on Saturday afternoon, to really represent the emigrants, to say you're important to your towns and villages and townlands, we welcome you back and we value you.
And I mean, that's very important to immigrants, as you would know.
Yes, absolutely.
Is it important for an immigrant to get that kind of welcome home or call to Wallia?
Absolutely. It's so important that we might be away 20 years, but actually to say you're still part of our community and we value you and we value your input into this community. I mean, that's incredible, and that's really important to people who have immigrated. And I can see other people from around the townlands and villages coming back to Brusna, and we'd like to encourage more of that because we want to see our village surviving, we want to see the post office and the supermarket and all that incredible community spirit surviving. So we need things happening here.
And that's what rural revival, of course, is all about.
It's all
people
about
getting stuck in and doing things. And I know it takes people who come back after years away, it takes them a while to get settled in. Do you feel that you are settled in now?
Somewhat. It takes a bit of getting used to, especially the weather this year, you know, but it was lovely last year. I suppose because my husband and I, we came back all the time. We came back 4 or 5 times a year. So I'd always know people in Brusna and the surrounding townlands. But I'm getting to know a lot more now, I can tell you, Tom.
Yes. Well, of course, with your new role
in the council.
Yeah. So, I mean, there is a departure this year in the programme. I can see that, you know, especially the Renbys is a brand new thing. It's an innovation almost from... And there was a history of Renbys in Brusna, wasn't there?
That's right, yes. And I'm looking back at all DVDs and stuff, I can see the Brusna Renbys have won the Renby competition in Listowel. So there is that strong tradition.
Yes.
So really, I'm trying to encourage people to get involved in the parade if they want to be involved in the Renbys. You know, just get in touch with me. That would be great. You know, it's about fun, John. It's about us all having a great fun day out and a bit of crack.
Yes.
And liven up the festival there on the Saturday evening.
And of course, there was music before Concorthan, or even while Concorthan was away with the Brusna Ceilidh Band. They were all Ireland.
That's right.
Ceilidh Band winners in 1972, I think.
And a great tradition from this area. Like you have the Mulcahys from Kilmainham, you have the Paddy Jerrys, sorry, it's all nicknames around here.
That's fair enough.
And great involvement in this area, in the Brusna Ceilidh Band and in the music. So we'll have a Ceilidh on the Sunday as well with the Donie Nolan Taylor's Cross Ceilidh Band. And music is just been so important down through the years, and keeping that tradition alive and getting young people involved is so important for the future. And given the work I used to do, I feel music and sport and art are all very important in steering young people towards a positive future in life.
And involvement in their community. And I suppose letting them believe and make it... enforcing the belief that they are contributing to their community is very important to young people growing up as well.
Absolutely. I think it's very easy for young people to kind of, you know, get involved, you know, in alcohol and drugs and things like that. But community pulls you back to where your roots are, and it's very important. And one of the things we're trying to do this year is to kind of create that sense of history within the, within our community. And Tom Roach, who you will know, a great historian and writer his own right, is doing a historical presentation at Kate Patz's on the Saturday morning at 11 o'clock. And he's told me he has gathered incredible information about Brusness. So if you want to hear about your community, come there on the Saturday morning. And we're we're rounding up the festival on the Monday with a walk up around Mount Eagle, so we can see the beautiful sights from Mount Eagle, because it is fabulous views from there as far back as the Dingle Peninsula and Tralee Bay and that. So we'll have a little walk to clear the head, and then a bit of a scattering of the musicians on the Monday evening. Yes. So we hope you'll come along. I would be killed if I did not mention that there's going to be a singing evening in Flanagan's from 4 o'clock on the Sunday, and that's hosted by our own John Cronin, who you all will know, but it's bound to be a riotous affair. And we have a wonderful guest singer, Nora Butler, coming along. But sure, all's welcome. There's loads of singers around, so we're looking forward to everybody coming along and joining us there.
Great stuff.
Of course, going back to young people, we have a great busking afternoon on the Sunday, and there'll be competitions there for under 9s, under 12s, under 15s. So we hope to see lots of young people from the village, because keeping the Slieve Lucre tradition of music alive is very important for the future.
That really, the busking really brings out the talent. I mean, talent that you mightn't see, you know, that they just... if there's a few bob on offer at all, you know what I mean, and some bit of a prize, that they it really does bring them out. I've seen some fantastic talent at the Flab by the Field and Brusness at the Concorton over the years.
Yeah, and it kind of generates enthusiasm and interest in young people for the future.
It does.
You know, so keeps
gives them a new platform as well.
Absolutely. So, weather permitting, I don't know if you can do anything, John, about the weather now for Sunday fortnight.
You'll have to go further afield, I'm afraid, for that. But thank you very much, Sheila, and good luck with the event.
Oh, thanks a million. Yeah, you know, we're looking forward to it now. It should be a really good weekend.
Brilliant. Thank you, Sheila.